This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. Almost 20 Chitungwiza residents and dismissed council workers who were arrested last week after clashing with police are expected to appear in court today. 20 Zimbabweans, mostly children and teens, will have free corrective surgeries for cleft lip and palate, courtesy of a United States-based not-for-profit organization, Operation of Hope, which has brought a team of specialist surgeons and nurses for the first time to Bulawayo. Some Zimbabweans say they are traveling long distances to access health care in clinics and hospitals, 36 years after the country attained independence from colonial rule. This evening, we'll be featuring Mandela Washington Fellow Nobukhosi Ndlovu, an advocate for people living with hearing impairments. Zimbabwean academics shine in South Africa as they take over an almost derelict farm and turn it into a highly productive entity. And Zimbabweans say the government has to make more prudent policy shifts to rescue the ailing economy, which the International Monetary Fund says is facing serious problems with liquidity constraints and lack of foreign direct investment. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening, our host of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo, and myself will be talking with listeners and experts about 39-year-old pastor Evan Mawarire of His Generation Church, who is urging all Zimbabweans to carry their flags as a symbol of patriotism under the hashtag ThisFlag. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.